This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It's our pleasure to have Tim Winter with us on the program. Tim is president of the Parents Television Council, or the PTC, a nonpartisan media watchdog and education organization. The PTC has recently launched a national campaign aimed at changing the current television rating system to ensure that it accurately reflects the content of television programs. We're going to be talking with Tim about the current TV rating system, where it is lacking, and what changes are necessary to improve it. Tim, welcome to the program. We're so glad to have you with us.
John, good day to you and to your listeners across North Carolina from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California.
Well, thank you for joining us from Hollywood. We appreciate that. Before we talk about the new campaign, tell us about the current television rating system, if you would, how it began and how programs are rated.
Sure. The content rating system goes back to the late 1990s. Your listeners may recall there was concern back in the day about the amount of violence that our children were seeing on television. And so the Congress passed a law that said we need to have a V-chip, a blocking device, inside every new television set that was manufactured and sold in the U.S. And that V-chip, with the V for violence, could be used by parents to block material they felt was inappropriate for their children to see. Now, that V-chip required a content rating system in order for it to work. And so what the TV networks have done, and this is all overseen to make sure it's a good system by the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC in Washington, D.C., but each television network rates its own program. It provides an age rating, and the age rating, you know, it's similar to the motion picture rating system that we see in the movie theaters. TV PG, TV 14, TV MA, meaning mature audiences only, and then they also add what they call content descriptors, D, L, S, and V. D for dialogue that is sexually suggestive, L for language, profanity, and such. V for intense violence, and S for explicit sexual content. So between the age rating, which is the TV 14, TV PG, and so forth, and the content descriptors, the D, L, S, and V, parents are at least in theory given additional information that, based on their sensitivities, they can block or shield certain programs from airing on their television sets at home.
Well, now, Tim, the PTC has described the television rating system as, and I'll quote, inaccurate, inconsistently applied, and ineffective. Why do you believe this is the case?
Well, the answer to that question goes back to how the content television ratings are actually determined, and that is at the television network level. A television network has people on its staff who review the content, and they determine for themselves, based upon their internal criteria, whether it's TV 14 for a 14-year-old, whether it's TV MA for mature audiences only, and they themselves decide what that content rating is. And the problem is there is a conflict of interest. Imagine, if you will, asking the Justice Department in Washington to decide for itself when it has crossed the line and has done something unethical. Imagine if someone on Wall Street, a banker on Wall Street, were to decide for themselves whether what they were doing was unethical. Here we have a situation where the TV networks decide to put an age rating on the content. The younger the age rating they put on there, the more advertising dollars they get. So they're actually benefited financially by rating something as appropriate for a younger audience, even if it's not appropriate for a younger audience. So there's an inherent conflict of interest. And what's more, we have seen examples of a television show, the same episode of the same show that aired on two different networks, received two different age ratings. So there's no consistency across across the different networks. We've actually seen the same episode, unedited, the exact same episode of the exact same show airing on the same television network, and that network rated it at one time as for mature audiences only, and a second time as appropriate for 14-year-old children. So you have a system that that lacks accuracy, that lacks consistency, that lacks any sort of transparency. How is a parent supposed to understand what these ratings mean if each network rates for themselves, decides for themselves? And ultimately, there's no public accountability. There's no ability for the parents, for the public to say, hey, I think this rating is wrong, and what do I do?
Right. Well, so do you consider this to be a situation of kind of the fox watching the hen house, where the networks themselves are responsible, as you said, for actually doing the ratings? It's not the Parents Television Council or parents or an objective interest out there, but it is the industry itself.
It is exactly a situation where not only is the fox guarding the hen house, but the fox is wearing a bib and has a knife and fork in his hands. I mean, it's just, it's so extreme, it's so egregious that you would have the television networks who profit from advertisers that sponsor the shows. A lot of the advertisers refuse to sponsor mature audiences-only content because they feel it's too explicit and they don't want to be associated with it. So they rely on the content rating. And so you have where a show might really ought to be mature audiences-only because of the explicit content. The networks will rate it as appropriate for 14-year-old children. That means advertisers will be buying the show that they otherwise wouldn't, so they're getting money. It also means that parents who rely on a system to warn them about inappropriate material are being defrauded. It's really up and down the line. It's hard to imagine a more corrupt system from the get-go.
Well, it also seems, at least from my observations, that there are networks that will use even monikers like family in their name or the title of many of their shows, and it's anything but family-friendly content. And I know that there are just example after examples of the types of programs that you're talking about, but could you give us a few examples of things that you have seen where the content of shows has been just grossly misrated by the current rating system?
Absolutely, and just in recent days, we have seen a graphic murder scene. I've been involved in the television industry for 33 years, either directly or indirectly. I spent 15 years at NBC, so I know a lot about television production, television programming, and scheduling. We saw perhaps the most graphic instance of a murder. For your viewers who want to just see, understand how bad this truly is, you can come to our website at parentstv.org and see for yourselves. We provide an ability for you to, you know, to actually understand how bad things are. But that was a scene, a violent scene, that we feel not only meets but exceeds even the most graphic violence we've seen on cable television. And what's interesting is that cable television programs usually are rated TVMA, meaning mature audiences only. This program was on that I'm talking about was on a show called The Following on the Fox broadcast network, and it was rated as appropriate for 14-year-old children. And so I'll leave it at that, just to say that the violence we're seeing now on broadcast television is the same as or greater than the graphic violence we're seeing even on cable. All of the broadcast television networks have rated every single series on television as appropriate for 14-year-old children or younger. And this is the same material that on cable would be rated as for mature audiences only.
Well, let's take a minute to talk about the Parents Television Council campaign that is ongoing, which began with a letter to Michael Powell, who is the president and CEO of the National Cable and Telecommunications Association. He's also chair of the TV Parental Guidelines Monitoring Board and is the former chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, or the FCC. Tell us briefly about the letter to Mr. Powell and the purpose of it.
Yeah, the TV Parental Guidelines Monitoring Board is a board made up of some number of people. I think the number is 12 or 15 or something like that. But it is comprised of a group of people. We don't know who's on the committee. We don't know who's on the board. It's a secret. But we know it's mostly made up of television industry executives. And the purpose of the board is to make sure that the rating system is running properly. So if you think about it for a second, you have a rating system that is basically fraudulent because there's the networks rate their own shows and they rate them inaccurately because there's a conflict of interest to do so. The very same people who rate the show inaccurately are then charged with making sure the system is accurate and working. So just, you know, imagine that for a second, that the very people who have the financial benefit of making the system broken are there for, are then charged to make sure the system isn't broken. That's what the monitoring board is. It is chaired by the cable industry's lobbyist, Michael Powell, former FCC chairman. And he is supposed to chair this committee. Again, we're not sure who's on the committee. All we know is that it's mostly industry people. And it's led by the industry's biggest lobbyist. And this is what parents are supposed to rely upon as a means to protect their children from stuff that's inappropriate. It's very troubling that this is the structure of the system. But with all good faith, we reached out to Michael Powell. We've spoken with him in years past. And so we reached out to him and we said, Chairman Powell, we think that the system's broken. It's not accurate. It's not consistent. It's not transparent. And there's no public accountability. And we provided several examples of how the system is broken. I have not yet received word back from Michael Powell that with an answer to the many questions that I asked. I was told that he received the letter, that he's working with the board, this board of whoever is on the board, to give us a response. But it's now been a few months and we've heard nothing. So we're trying to amp up the public pressure. There is an email address that you can contact this Oversight Monitoring Board. And we want the public to speak up. We want the public to if they feel that the system is broken, to speak up. And we need to hold them accountable. We need to have some transparency. We need to be able to have an understanding of who's on this board. What are their qualifications? Are they making sure that the system is working? If we can point out how many times it's been broken, what are the steps being taken to fix it? What are the remedies that are being in place? We don't know answers to any of those questions. All we know is that the system is rigged against parents, and we're trying to shed some public scrutiny on it.
All right, well, Tim, in the letter to Mr. Powell, I know the PTC outlined a number of proposed reforms to the television rating system. Unfortunately, we don't have time to go into detail on all of those, but I just wanted to see if you could highlight a couple of the recommendations that the PTC offered to Mr. Powell and the TV Parental Guidelines Monitoring Board to help ensure that the ratings for TV programs more accurately reflects the actual content of the programs.
Yeah, we asked Chairman Powell for six specific remedies to help bring some daylight so that parents can actually see what's going on with this Oversight Monitoring Board. The various 6 points really kind of all come back to one key issue, and that's transparency. Understanding what the board does, how they deliberate, how they reach decisions, whether they even meet, whether they even discuss these issues. Allow parents a seat at the table. Right now what you have is a system that is rigged by the entertainment industry to provide a shield, and what we want is to allow parents a seat at the table to make sure that they know that their concerns are being addressed and being acted upon and being resolved.
Well, as we do have listeners who are concerned about this and who want to get involved, Tim, what can our listeners do? Where can they go to find out more about the campaign and also about the Parents Television Council?
At our website, parentstv.org, there's just a treasure trove of information there. You can learn, you can be educated and informed about the issues. You are afforded means by which you can speak up, speak out, be an activist. It's very easy, a couple of mouse clicks or a couple of phone calls, and you can actually have a big impact. The thing that I would urge your folks not to do is to sit back and be frustrated and be silent. That's the worst thing we can do, is just to accept the status quo as the way it's going to be. The public airwaves are owned by the public. The promise is that they're going to serve the public interest. And the public interest means they have to be respectful of the time and day when they put stuff out, the community standards for decency and what's in the public interest for the community. And that's our property. And the worst thing we can do is do nothing.
Well, I think that's very important advice, and I would again encourage our listeners to not just sit back, as you've said, but to engage. Well, Tim Winter, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on Family Policy Matters. We really appreciate it, and we really appreciate the great work that you all do at the Parents Television Council. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Family Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.